Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy to be here. You know what? I got a lot to talk about today, And, you know, so many things are going on, and good things and things that we really, really do need to pray about. And we're going to be talking about all of them today. You know, I want to definitely talk about Blue for Ben. And when we come back from our endorsed sponsors, I'll be talking about the fundraiser for Ben and what that whole thing is all about. Because I know not everybody is wired into what's going on here with this. I know Neil was talking about it on his show last week, and everybody has been praying for little Ben. We are going to be, I actually want to update you on what's going on and also talk about the fundraiser. And also talk about the turning point that happened on Monday, March 3rd with, you know, Mindy did blog about it. I'll actually be going over that blog because it's you know, pretty much tells why we're why everything is happening here right now. Also, I'm excited. I yesterday I got the brochure for Kingdom Bound in the mail. My husband's like, "You're in here." And I'm like, "I am? Oh my gosh." Okay. So I'm so excited about that. You know, Kingdom Bound. Listen, you guys, this is so exciting. For $116, you can get your ticket by March 31st for only $116, for 4 days. And the packages for RVs and camping and hotels, all of that stuff, there's deadlines for that. Early, you can get incredible, incredible deals for your entire family by March 31st. So do not delay. We're going to have an RV this year. I'm so excited to be once again presenting with Jill Kelly and local and international presenters. It's just such an amazing time. Life-changing. You will be kicking yourself in August if you don't, you know, get that early bird right now. So don't delay. Go to kingdombound.org and, you know, sign up. Just sign up. You know, I wanted to also talk about the Chapel at Cross Point and Eastern Hills Wesleyan Church teaming up for that women's conference. We'll talk a little bit more about that later on in the show. And, you know, of course, on AM Buffalo yesterday, I talked about and showed some different homeopathic ways to treat, you know, colds and the flu and help you with those symptoms, because everybody I've talked to has been sick. You need to boost your immune system, people, with, you know, chiropractic care, with obviously eating, you know, leafy green vegetables with the phytonutrients and antioxidants and all of that stuff. But you can decrease the length of time that you are sick with some of the products that I showed yesterday on AM Buffalo. Umka, aloe, gumbuka. Also, you know, I'm going to be traveling to Florida in a few weeks with my mom and my family, and we're wearing masks on the plane, okay? People, you can get very sick from breathing the same air of as everybody else's in a 2 to 3 hour or more trip. So I highly recommend you wear a mask, those of you that are going away for spring break and that kind of thing. And so my guest today, when, you know, later on in a little bit in the show, is Dr. Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sport. And I have been talking about him since the last time he was on, because he went over some cutting edge non-surgical procedures that they do at Buffalo Spine and Sport that no one else is doing in this area to, you know, help manage pain and especially, you know, tendon injuries and things like that. We're going to be talking about all of that today. And there are so many people out there, so many of you walking around with pain on a regular basis. And you think the remedy for that is taking ibuprofen and just living with it? Not true, okay? I want you to tune in today to Dr. Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sport. We're going to be getting into all of that today. He's got so much information, his wealth of information. I've sent like hundreds of people to him, because all week long, people all over have been talking about their injuries. I'm like, why are you walking around with that? Okay. So when we come back from our endorsed sponsors, I'm going to be talking about Blue for Ben and the fundraiser tomorrow at the chapel at Cross Point. And then, again, after that, Dr. Cicchetti will be joining us. So do not go anywhere. Also need to talk about my spring and summer detox. So stay with us. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals, but more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And if you're just joining us, I'm Robbie Raw. And you know what? I want to talk about Blue for Ben. Before I do that, I do want to say that, you know, I am going to be, by popular demand, everyone has been asking me for a detox for the spring and the summer. I know that a lot of people going away. You know, this has been a long, long, long winter. And, of course, because of that, people, you know, haven't been exercising as much as they want to. They've been stuck in the house. They've been, you know, eating those comfort foods. And so I will be talking, I will be offering several different spring summer detox as early as this week. And I'm excited because I have some new ones. I have some of the original ones that have always helped us and worked. And, you know, so I'm going to be offering that as well. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're from Canada or the U.S. or whatever, I can help you. So stay tuned for more information on that. You need that detox to reset your metabolism. If you're trying to lose weight, you definitely need to reset. Like you reset your phone or reset your computer. John Hasselbeck, Pastor John Hasselbeck, has done several series on that, and I love that analogy. So like you're resetting your phone, resetting your computer, you need to do that for your metabolism. You can eat healthy all day long, but unless you've done a detox before to rid yourself of those toxins in your body that will sabotage you, will prevent you from getting lean and mean and increasing your energy and being healthy, which is the main thing, then, you know, you're kind of wasting your time. I mean, you really should be detoxing seasonally. I do more than seasonally. And it does make a huge difference. And for those people who have inflammation, pain around the joints, things like that, it's a must. You know, you can decrease that inflammation. Go flying down the stairs like my friend Jan Plummer, who couldn't even sit in a chair with rheumatoid arthritis and now is in remission just after the detox, just after, you know, a week detox. So I do want to, you know, talk about Blue for Ben, and this entire community has wrapped their arms around this very gut-wrenching story that Mindy has been blogging about, Ben's mom, Mindy, and obviously they are followers of Christ. They are just praying for a miracle, and we know miracles do happen. We know that God is sovereign, but you know, they also know that whatever God's will is God's will. I mean, they know that God is sovereign and accepting that. But I just feel her pain in her blogs. And, you know, no mother should bury their own child. I mean, my mom did that. I saw the pain that she went through. And, It's tough. It's very tough. So I'm hoping I can get through this blog here because I've been crying every day about this and reading, you know, Mindy's blogs and just praying for this family and for Ben. But, you know, on Monday, March 3rd, you know, when I was following her blogs, but on Monday, March 3rd, she wrote a blog called The Dreaded Diagnosis, and I'm going to read it because it does explain a lot of what happened in the turning point of where they are right now. But it's called The Dreaded Diagnosis, and she blogged all day. I've dreaded writing this post. It's not the kind of news that a mom likes to share, especially this mom. The MRI today revealed the reason for Ben's severe headaches. Ben is 4 years old, you guys. How does a little boy, you know, how does he even know about headaches? A little boy, 4 years old, talking about his headaches. He's a twin. For Ben's severe headaches last night, the headaches and vomiting that led us back to the ER and then into the ICU. The tumor has grown, tripled actually, in just 3 weeks since his brain surgery. Ben's tumor has grown three times its original size in just 3 weeks. The neurosurgeon is just as shocked as we are. He was treated a few stage 4 glioblastomas in his experience, even in young kids like Ben. Just a few, okay? Some older, some younger. The doctor hardly treated any of these, but never has he encountered such an aggressively growing tumor. Never. Even after a week of radiation and chemotherapy, they would have anticipated it to slow growth, if not stopped completely. The idea of an aggressive treatment like this was to starve the blood cells feeding it, so hopefully it would shrink. But it would appear that it had virtually no effect at all. This cancer defied everything they thought they knew about it. The good news is that they put off the idea of another brain surgery, and that sent him home. My poor baby was so excited to be freed from all of the twisty wires that have entangled him, the beeping alarms, the hourly neurosurgery checks, and get the green light to sleep in his own bed. Then the fact that he wouldn't have to go to Roswell anymore, wow. It felt so good to tell him that tonight. The bad news is the reason for those cancellations, they wouldn't be helpful to us. With that rate at which the tumor seems to be multiplying, Dr. Lee couldn't recommend surgery. The swollen brain would continue to swell as the tumor grew, and he would have a difficult time trying to put it back together. Even if he was able to get 80% of it out, best case scenario. This is tough to read. I can't even imagine what she's going through. Because the tumor would just keep growing. It would keep coming back. And surgery would definitely interfere with his speech, movement, memory because of where the tumor is located. Treatment seems to be useless if it didn't even seem to make a dent after a full week, especially since we've had to wait an additional 2 weeks for the brain to heal before we could start radiation and chemo again. We just don't have that kind of time. Our best option? To take Ben home, keep him comfortable, prescribe him a higher dose of a steroid that could help manage the pain from the swelling, try and preserve as much quality of life, because we're talking about weeks. That's it. Not years. Not months. Not, well, if you manage things pretty well, there's no doubt he won't be a healthy adult. Weeks. I'm not entirely sure that this news has really set in. Instead of watching my otherwise healthy 4-year-old grow up through the years, I'm going to be watching him die over the course of a few weeks. Dr. Lee told us to watch the signs of deterioration, loss of movement of one or both sides, slurred speech, difficulty putting ideas together, loss of coordination, seizures. We may be calling hospice to assist us with the process. Hospice, The group we called to help my 97-year-old grandfather last spring. The group we called to help my mother-in-law survive her last few weeks on Earth. Yeah, this information has definitely not settled in. They can't believe that he hasn't forfeited any of these physical attributes yet. He is so high-functioning. He follows their finger with his eyes. He has no loss of coordination. His great muscle control and his speech is just as powerful as it ever was. If it weren't for his headaches, we would have never even looked for anything that resembled a tumor. It is as if this kid you see, the MRI scan, is not the same as the one in the hospital bed. And yet, God... The stage is definitely set for God to do a miracle. Amen. If Ben is healed from the most aggressive of the aggressive tumors, everyone will know that it was the Lord. There will be no other logical explanation. Medicine is carried pretty much as far as it can. He is definitely capable, and yet he is sovereign. He is not obligated to do anything, and he owes us nothing. You have no idea how difficult this is for me to say. Ben is not mine. He is not Andy's. He belongs to the Lord. I don't understand, nor do I think I will ever understand why God is allowing us to walk this road. Oh, how I wish I didn't have to. I've prayed time and time again for God to take this cup from us. Nevertheless, we are here. And so we will continue to move forward. We will treasure any amount of time God allows us to have Benjamin, a little boy who has truly changed our family, and a little boy who I know God will use for big things in the future, no matter which side of heaven he is on. Amen to that. As much as it pains me to think about Jack and Megan losing a brother, I can't even imagine to think about them losing a mom and dad too. I refuse to be bogged down by the tragic nature of this horrible diagnosis. Our kids need us, all three of them. And you better believe that I will not give up praying for a miracle. God is able. And she put in quotations, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Carry us, Lord Jesus. Wrap your loving arms around us and let us feel your presence. You are the only one who can bring healing to our son. But not our will, but your will, yours be done. Amen. And that was written by Ben's mom, Mindy. On March 3rd, and she's written many blogs over that. She talked yesterday about the City of Good Neighbors and how everyone has just wrapped their arms and hearts and prayers around Ben Sawyer. And I just want to say to Mindy that my sister, had breast cancer, and the tumor did go to her brain. And she was giving months to live, and my sister lived 10 years. And I have seen miracles in my sister's diagnosis. And I have heard miracles all over the place and read so many of them. So miracles do happen, and I know that you know that. And I'm so grateful that Ben and all the mothers out there, because there's so many moms. I keep thinking of this. There's so many moms and dads out there that are dealing with similar stories as Ben. But the fact is that the more people that pray for Ben, the more this word gets out, the more people were praying for Ben, the more God knows how much we want a miracle to happen here. And God is sovereign, and we will accept whatever God does, with this. And he is using Ben right now and this entire family and all the people praying for him and everyone, all the families out there that are dealing with similar stories like this and like my mom did and like our family did. God is able. But we will accept and look beyond earth's shadows of what we cannot see and trust in Almighty God no matter what, that his will be done. And so tomorrow at the chapel at Cross Point, I'll give more information later on in the show. At the chapel at Cross Point, there is a fundraiser to help the Sawyer family to deal with the incredible burden of all these, medical bills and everything that's been going on, and to really to pray, most importantly, to pray for Ben and the family. So I wanted to read that because so many people said, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what happened. They heard it was sick, but what happened to lead to where we are right now? That is the day that Mindy blogged on Monday, March 3rd, and it's just unbelievable strength that she has. And I'm praying. I know you all are. Continue to pray. And miracles do happen, as we know, and I've seen it. So with that said, we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors. I'm going to pull myself together and then bring in a doctor from Buffalo Spine and Sport, one of my favorite doctors, Dr. Michael Cicchetti. We will be talking about how you don't need to walk around with pain. So many of you are doing that right now, muscular skeletal pains. And there's some new cutting-edge procedures out there that only Buffalo Spine and Sport are doing. We're going to get right into it today. And I thank you for listening today to The Raw Truth. And we will be right back with Dr. Michael Cicchetti. Stay with us.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470. As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise. And many times, company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
And we are back, and that was tough. That was tough to read when Mindy's blog about Ben, and as I mentioned, my sister also had a brain tumor as a result from her breast cancer, and had all of the symptoms that the doctors are telling the Sawyer family to look for with Ben. And I'm sitting here with Dr. Michael Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sport, and we're both tearing up here. Both. Good morning, Dr.
That was just an incredible outpouring of just grace. I mean, What a story. It touched a nerve with me personally. I don't talk about this much outside of my own family, but my father passed away from brain cancer, a very aggressive brain tumor, about a year and a half ago, and he was perfectly healthy at the time of his diagnosis, and we lost him within 3 weeks. And I cannot tell you just the anguish that me and my family went through. You know, my daughter was born about 6 months after, and whenever I look at her today, she's 1 year old. Just this past month, and I just think, you know, what a wonderful, you know, man that she will never know personally, and I just it just absolutely breaks my heart, and I can't even imagine having, to potentially go through this with a young child. It's mind blowing in some ways, but I can't relate completely, but I understand. I've lost someone very close to me from a similar cancer, and it's just awful. I will be at Cross Point tomorrow.
Yes, I will be too.
And Mindy, I will be praying for you. I will be praying for Ben, and you have my support. You have my prayers, and I would be happy to help financially because this is, you know, affected my life too, and I can only imagine. But her story of just absolute love and grace and faith was absolutely wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's a tower of strength. But, I mean, obviously, you know, crying. She blogs how she's devastated all the time and, of course, trying to be strong for her son. But it just, you know, the beauty of the story is they are believers and they are trusting in God's will.
Absolutely.
You know, no matter what, looking beyond earth's shadows and what we can't not see. And that's what I had to do. I mean, my faith deepened so much more.
So did mine.
Yeah.
So did mine. I can say within the last year and a half, I have sought God's word. I have prayed more. I am completely just immersed in Christian books now. In fact, I recently just read a book called Heaven by Randy Alcorn.
Yeah.
And you may have read that too.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know where my dad was.
Yeah.
I wanted to know what he was going through and what I was going to experience someday with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that book alone really just, it strengthened me. It let me know that there is so much else beyond this life.
Right.
And, having lost my father, at a young age, it's actually strengthened me with my relationship with Christ, and
absolutely.
And so I pray for Mindy, I pray for their family. Do not give up praying for this young boy, and I really just pray for an absolute miracle for Ben.
I amen to that. I share the story about my sister. She was just giving months to live, but lived 10 years. And there was also a girl that took my yoga class a few months back that came in, and her mom was leading her through all these different yoga positions and putting her legs, you know, in the postures and stuff like that. But long story short, I talked to the mom and afterwards and the girl. And the girl had a brain tumor that she was given months to live 8 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
And miracles do happen.
Yeah.
They do happen, because having been through medical school and residency, you know, we learn all about different pathology and treatment options. There are some diseases that we do not have answers for. Brain cancer is one of them. You know, there's only so much you can do. If that tumor is deep and it cannot be operated on, the best case scenario sometimes is to try to poison the tumor by poisoning your entire body with chemotherapy to try to burn the tumor with radiation. You know, but the frank reality is that a lot of these diseases do not have cures. We can only try to manage them until they run their course.
Right.
And so we really have to, you know, to delve into other areas to treat the patient and to treat ourselves. Prayer, faith. I'm a strong believer in nutritional types of remedies.
Amen.
Because Western medicine does not have all the answers.
No, they don't.
Unfortunately.
And you're a very smart doctor for saying that, Dr. Cicchetti, because, you know, obviously God made our body to heal itself with the foods of the earth that he gave us. And, you know, we know that, you know, that cancer has a sweet tooth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and, you know, dairy is linked to breast cancer and so many other things. But, yes, I'm so glad. I always say to people, you know, if your doctor is not really, if he just is thinking of traditional ways, doesn't talk, doesn't ask you if you're working out and eating right and, you know, that kind of thing.
Complementary and alternative treatment options, as long as they are not harmful, are a wonderful alternative to traditional Western medicine. Okay.
Yeah.
And I went to an allopathic medical school in the U.S., and I stand by that statement. We do not have all the answers. Right. And so you have to think outside of the box, especially with some of these grave tumors and diagnoses.
Right.
You know, don't ever give up. Right. And, you know, for those of you who are believers, mm-hmm. you've got to rely on prayer. You've got to rely on the one who is in control, and that's not us.
Amen. I don't know how people can make it through, honestly, things like this without being a believer. I don't know how people do it. She's, and you know, Minnie's got 27,000, like 20, actually almost 25,000 followers right now.
Wow.
On Facebook, following and praying.
Well, I may be, yeah, so I'll just go on and I'll be the 27,000 and first.
Yes, exactly. Well, we're gonna go to our endorsed sponsors right now, and thank you for sharing that story, and I'm sorry to hear about your dad. Dr. Cicchetti, but when we come back from our endorsed sponsors, we're going to get into talking about musculoskeletal injuries and non-surgical treatments for
tendon pain. Let's talk about tendon pain today.
Yes,
and then maybe we'll get some callers. And
yes.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too. When the phone lines will be open, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. And we'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals, but more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at
893-3000. Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
So that, you know, the City of Good Neighbors, don't forget tomorrow at the chapel at Cross Point from 4 to 9 p.m. there will be a benefit for Ben, a blue for Ben. So Dr. Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sports in the house. And, you know, I had so many people listening to the show the last time you were on. I had more questions outside of this, you know, our show about what you were talking about, the cutting edge ways to manage pain, than I had.
That's perfect, because I thought that we didn't have enough time and I wanted to get into, you know, some of the more treatment options for chronic tendon pain. And we're just so excited within our own office about, you know, things that we have to offer now. And I could, you know, spend hours talking about this. But what I was hoping to focus on today was a little bit about the differences between an acute versus chronic tendon injury and how they're differently treated and what options that we now have at our disposal to treat chronic tendon pain.
Right, because people are walking around with pain that they just have to live with.
Exactly.
So explain the difference between acute and chronic and what the difference.
Sure.
Yeah.
So like an acute injury to a tendon would be someone who is maybe playing pickup basketball and they strain their groin, or they pull a muscle, or they injure their Achilles tendon right on the spot. Okay. Usually with an acute injury, all that is needed most times is rest, anti-inflammatories, ice, and a gradual rehab program to heal that tendon or to heal the tissue that's injured and get that person back. And in most cases, that's all that's really needed is just a simple algorithm of treatment options. When tendons or when muscle or when other tissues do not heal within a normal expected time frame, then we start to move into the more chronic tendon injuries. And there's a big difference in how we treat these types of injuries because they don't respond to just continual rest, to more anti-inflammatories.
Which is bad for
exactly.
them.
Exactly. You know, anti-inflammatories are a good thing. I believe in them. I use them all the time, either in oral form or in topical form. But not all injuries are going through inflammation. And we have to understand when an injury has gone from an inflammatory state to a more chronic tissue damage state. All of our tissues in our body, when they're injured, they go through three basic stages. The first stage is always an inflammatory stage, where the body is reacting to that injury with swelling, and there's cells that migrate into the area to start to bring the building blocks in to heal that tissue. So inflammation is actually a good thing. We need that for our bodies to heal tissues. However, once that inflammation is over with, our tissues move into a tissue repair stage, okay? And so they begin to actually start forming new bonds, linking collagen together, and starting to heal. The third stage is the remodeling stage, where the tissues are actually becoming more normal again.
That's the stage
and that's
I like.
The rehabilitation phase. So you got inflammation, tissue healing, and then tissue remodeling. When our tissues do not fall in line and they get stuck in one of those stages, that's when we can develop chronic pain. And so that's kind of the pain that I want to talk about, because once the inflammation is over with, if the tissues don't heal correctly, you can still have pain, but the same treatments don't work. And so just continually to take anti-inflammatories for a chronic tendon injury is not going to help you.
Okay, say that again, because I want to underline that. So
taking anti-inflammatories long-term for a chronic injury to a tendon or a muscle or a ligament is not going to work. It almost is never going to work because the injury is no longer in the inflammatory phase. Something has gone wrong with how that tissue is supposed to repair itself, and now it has moved into a more chronic tissue injury type phase where the tissues have gone through a series of maladaptive changes. They're no longer the same. Mm-hmm. And so continually bombarding it with an anti-inflammatory is not the answer.
Right.
Okay? And eventually taking more of those anti-inflammatories can just cause problems down the road for other parts of your body. Your gastrointestinal tract can cause bleeding. Yes. Your liver function can go down the drain, mm-hmm. and your kidney function. So if you're just popping, ibuprofen, just thinking that it's this, you know, over-the-counter benign remedy, you're wrong, okay? Mm-hmm. And you can get into trouble if you're not careful. Mm-hmm. So if you are taking anti-inflammatories long-term, you need to at least be checked by a physician on a routine basis every 3 to 6 months, potentially, to make sure that your organ function is okay. So I'm not saying you can't take anti-inflammatories a long time, but you've got to be careful.
Right, right. So at Buffalo Spine and Sport, Dr. Cicchetti, you are doing some cutting-edge stuff there that isn't anywhere around to. And you're a physiatrist, and explain to our listeners what that is.
We are doctors of physical medicine and rehabilitation, and within my specialty, the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sports have subspecialized in the rehab of spine and musculoskeletal injuries,
okay,
non-surgically. And our goal is to help you with your pain and to restore your function. Okay. So that's where we make our name, and all of our treatments are non-surgical, and our goal is to give you a number of options. And many times we save people from surgery or from other treatments that are not really appropriate.
Yeah. And, of course, Dr. Gamacorda from Buffalo Orthopedics is one of the orthopedic surgeons I always refer to. But and he agrees. He's obviously, you know, a friend of yours, and says, you know, we want to prevent injury as much as possible. So how, what kind of new treatments are
so there? For chronic tendon pain, so let's just talk about what sort of things fall under the breath of chronic tendon pain. So we're talking about things like tennis elbow, okay, pain at the outside of the elbow. We're talking about jumper's knee or pain at the front of the knee over your patellar tendon. We're talking about heel pain, so plantar fasciitis. Not really a tendon, but can be considered a type of tendon or fascia injury. The Achilles tendon, so posterior heel pain. And then rotator cuff, so shoulder pain. So when people have chronic pain in these areas, they don't need to live with it, okay? The first, you know, step is making the diagnosis.
Right.
And many times we can make the diagnosis just clinically by hearing the story and doing a thorough physical exam. Other times we need to confirm the diagnosis with some sort of imaging study. The gold standard is thought to be an MRI. However, we don't need MRIs to make these diagnoses anymore. We can use a much less expensive technology called ultrasound.
Right.
So ultrasound is no longer just looking at babies, you know, in mom's wombs.
Right.
Ultrasound has made leaps and bounds. The technology is excellent, and we have the ability to look at muscles, tendons, joints under ultrasound. And so we at Buffalo Spine and Sports use ultrasound daily to diagnose and treat these injuries, and we're all board certified in ultrasound for the musculoskeletal system.
That's awesome.
And
go ahead.
Yeah, so we can diagnose this right in the clinic. We can actually see the pathology. We can see what's wrong with the tendon. We can determine whether or not you're going to respond to non-surgical treatments usually, or whether the tendon really needs to be seen by a surgeon. And the technologies that we have today, we can really treat most of these injuries that people are suffering with, and they don't have to. We can treat them in the office without having to send someone to an orthopedic surgeon. One of these new technologies that I would love to talk about today is called 10X. And 10X is it's a specialized tool, sort of like a needle, that we can insert into the tendon under ultrasound guidance, and we can target the actual pathologic or injured tissue just under ultrasound using just a little bit of local anesthetic, no incisions, just a little scalpel incision, really, and there's no sutures, and we can target the tendon, we can remove the injured part of the tendon, we can promote a viable bed for healing, and there's no sutures. It's local anesthesia. It can be done in an ambulatory center or in the office.
Oh, my goodness.
The recovery time is much, much shorter than having to go for an open surgical procedure, and the outcomes have been outstanding.
Wow. That's amazing. So, I mean, people right now are listening with problems with their shoulder, problems with their, you know, Achilles
tendon. Elbow, knees,
yeah, everything.
Heels.
Yeah. So many people with their knees. I've talked to so many. And so here they're thinking they just need to take ibuprofen and live with this when there's a simple, simple procedure. You know, it's obviously complex, but it's not, you know, major surgery.
No, it's not major surgery.
And this is unbelievable. We got to go to our endorsed sponsors, and I want to make sure that people know our phone lines are open 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. Maybe you are someone who has, you know, pain in your knee, your shoulder, your elbow, Achilles tendon, you know, your foot, whatever. Call Dr. Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sport, you know, and you can call him, you know, in the office at 716-626-0093 and set up an appointment, or if you have a question right now on the air.
Absolutely.
You know, call in and we'll take your call as soon as we come back from our endorsed sponsors. We'll be right back.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you. As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabe offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And I wish we had a 2 or 3 hour show today because time is running out. I have Dr. Michael Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sport in here with me. And we are, and Buffalo Spine and Sport number, by the way, is 716-626-0093. And you're right in Williamsville, right?
Right in Williamsville. But we also have satellite offices in Orchard Park, Batavia, and Lockport. And
oh, wow.
Hopefully in the future, downtown Buffalo.
Awesome.
That's my dream.
Awesome. And so we were talking about injuries and pain and things like that, but I came to you from neck and shoulder pain, and you gave me a topical pain compound from Pine Pharmacy, you know, that works wonders. And so people who have neck pain...
I'm so glad.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, so even if you don't have tendon pain, please, I'm a spine physician as well. Call in with your questions, back pain, sciatica, neck pain. Be happy to answer them.
Yeah, or come in and see you.
Or come in and see us.
So who is a candidate for this 10X health treatment that is cutting
edge? Sure. These are people who have, again, these common injuries or common pain syndromes near the joints where the tendons are trying to insert. So tennis elbow, golfer's elbow, a painful tendon in the knee or at the heel. These are people who may have already tried a combination of different treatment options. So they've rested it. They've taken anti-inflammatories. They've had physical therapy or they've had some soft tissue treatments. They may have even tried a local injection of steroid. And they may have gotten some improvement short term, but the symptoms have just come back or they're just getting worse. They're not resolving with these traditional treatments that orthopedist or that other doctors or their primary care physician have prescribed. So these are the folks who really should not give up. If the diagnosis is correct, there are other options. And this is what 10X and what tenotomies are for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, I have a couple more questions for you, but we'll go to the phones.
Sure.
Because Joe from East Aurora is on. Good morning. Joe, are you there?
Oh, is that me?
Yes. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
You're on the air. Hi, Joe.
Hey, I really like the show.
Thank you.
I was listening to Miss Raw Truth there, but I heard about the, you know, you're talking about the joint pain and stuff like that. I've noticed that, you know, getting older, that knees and the hips, and probably carrying around too much baggage too, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What's like, I've been doing a lot of walking, and, you know, when I'm walking, sometimes it really bothers me. You know, I didn't know whether I should keep on trucking, keep on walking through.
Where does
it
bother you? Hips, knees?
More in the left hip, and my knees kind of bother me too.
Okay.
Kind of like a dull pain, and I don't ever take any medicine, so I've been doing a lot of walking. You know, well, maybe not a lot, but maybe 3-4 miles a day, and try to go fast. So, but sometimes it really just like, oh man, it's just like. It bothers me, so I just, but I go through it and just keep going. And then sometimes it goes away, you know? So it's like, I didn't know what your thoughts were.
So let me ask you a few questions, Joe. First of all, if you don't mind, can I ask how old you are?
I'm going to be 51.
51. Okay.
Young.
Yeah, a young 51, because you're still active, and that's excellent. Where exactly in the hip are you having the pain? Are you having it on the outside of the hip? Or is it more in the buttock, or is it more in the groin?
It's kind of like in the joint of the hip.
So when you say joint, where do you feel the pain? Is it kind of like deep, like in the groin?
No. More like right at the bone, you know? Like
at the outside of the hip? So like if you're pointing to the outside of the hip, deep?
Yeah, sometimes it's like, okay. I mean, I start walking and it's like, it's really annoying, you know?
Do you have problems lying on your side at night, like if you were to sleep on your side?
Yeah, sometimes I got to reposition myself, you know?
Okay. So I'm getting a better picture of your hip. Now tell me about your knee. Where do you feel the knee pain? Is it in the front of the knee?
The knee pain is my right knee. I can bend it to a certain point, and, you know, like trying to do exercises, deep knee bends. I get to a certain point of the bend, and it's like, bam, like somebody took a needle and like, really, it hurts,
okay.
You know?
Okay.
And it's only bend. And I can sit in the chair, bend my knee to a certain point, and all of a sudden, that's it. That's where it starts hurting.
Okay. And I'm assuming that you've not had any trauma to your hip or to your knee. This has kind of just been gradually building over time?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, over time, yeah,
sure.
Probably.
With regards to your hip pain, you're not describing any typical symptoms that would indicate actual joint pathology, like osteoarthritis of the hip. Usually when folks have osteoarthritis of the hip, they tend to feel pain in the groin that refers into the anterior or the front part of your thigh. If you're saying that the hip is more painful on the outside of the hip, you also have difficulty sometimes lying on that side at night. You may have an injury to the tendons where they insert onto the bone of the hip called the greater trochanter. We call this trochanteric pain syndrome. Many times it's due to an inflammation around the tendon insertions at the hip. It's called a bursitis. So a greater trochanteric bursitis. However, what we usually see under ultrasound or on MRI is that it's the tendons that are actually injured. There's no inflammation. And so this is something, again, you don't have to live with. We could certainly give you some advice and discuss different treatment options and do some quick imaging with ultrasound to get to the bottom of it. This is a very common syndrome that people have. Sometimes it presents like sciatica almost, where you actually have pain at the outside of the hip and it refers all the way down the side of the leg to the knee. But this does not sound to me like it's the hip joint. It sounds more to me like this is a greater trochanteric pain syndrome involving the soft tissues, the tendons that insert onto the outside of the hip. With regards to your knee pain, it sounds a little bit more like osteoarthritis. You're 51. Deep knee bends seem to bother you. That's a potential early sign of osteoarthritis. One of the first things that happens with osteoarthritis is we lose a little bit of our range of motion.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't extend the knee, and we can't flex the knee as much as before. You haven't had x-rays. That would be the first step to see if the joint space is narrowed, and also a thorough physical exam to make sure that the tendons and muscles around the knee aren't injured. But your knee symptoms, just by hearing your story, sound a little bit more like osteoarthritis, whereas your hip symptoms sound a little bit more like tendon injury around the joint. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. And another question, Doc, is all this new type of treatment, is it good with the insurance companies? You know?
That's an excellent question. And yes, most of the treatments that I just talked about, especially the 10X with the tenotomy, is covered by most insurances. And the ones that are kind of dragging behind, we're talking to those insurance companies. In fact, we've got a meeting with IHA this Wednesday to get them on board with this 10X tenotomy. But Blue Cross Blue Shield, Univera, even Medicare covers these procedures.
Yeah, great. Well,
yeah, Joe, if you're in East Aurora, we have an office location in Orchard Park.
Yeah, I heard you say that. What road is it on in Orchard
Mile Strip Road, Sterling Park, off of Mile Strip Road.
Buffalo Spine and Sports.
Yep.
Okay,
so myself or Dr. Fred McAdam, we'd be happy to see you there.
Yeah, thanks a million. Yeah, God
all right,
bless you.
Joe. Thank you so much. God bless you, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in. And I have some other people that are texting me and emailing me, but there's not enough time to, they're asking if it's, you know what, we need another hour.
Well,
I know.
I just have
we're
to come back, Robbie,
you
and
are
talk
coming
more
back.
About this.
I know.
Because there is so much that we could talk about just on tendon pain and tendon injury and treatments. I mean, we only talked about just this one treatment option called 10X, which is a tenotomy procedure. I didn't really talk about how it's actually done. Just beyond a couple of seconds. And there's other options that we could talk about, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
I know. So much. I mean, you are just a wealth of information, Dr. Chiketty.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Again, you know, thank you for coming on. You know, so if you're out there, do not suffer with pain. Call Dr. Chiketty or any of the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport, 716-626-0093. Thank you so much for coming on. And I know that I'll see you at the chapel at Cross Point tomorrow.
You will.
For Blue for Ben, the benefit.
Yeah.
Go on Facebook. There's a link to that benefit, and there's Mindy's blogs all over the place. And continue to pray for Ben, that family, and really all the families out there that are going through something like this. Don't forget to spring ahead with your clocks. Ugh, I hate that.
Thanks for reminding me, Rob.
Why can't we get rid of that? And listen, Kingdom Bound, go to the website. Sign up early. And my detox is coming up, my 12-week healthy eating program, my monthly holistic program. I will meet you right back here next week for the Raw Truth. God bless.